The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Stephens, good day. Today is the first day of the rest of your life. Corn. It's the first day of September. It's the first day of the week. It's first, full of firsts. Hello. Those of you who do not normally join us because you are doing something that is far less intellectually stimulating for whatever the reason. Welcome to the Good Day program. Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen here on Labor Day to go through the issues of the day, the events of the day, the things that people are talking about. There are lots of people who are interested in the fate of Tony Stewart. Those of you who are NASCAR, is he considered a NASCAR star?
Yes.
Richie?
Without a doubt, yes.
Is there any other circuit? Once you are on the NASCAR circuit, do you go on any other circuits?
I mean, he was racing in the sprint car. Mm-hmm. When the accident happened, so just for fun,
the Sprint Cup Series.
Yeah, well, the little sprint car things, and that's where the accident happened. It was on the dirt track sprint car things. So yeah, if you're a NASCAR racer, you can race in a lot of them will do the truck series just for kind of fun. Yeah. But you know, NASCAR is the top dog; it's the big daddy.
All right, so the NASCAR Sprint Cup race that he participated in over the weekend would have been something that he is, I guess that's what I'm looking for, a clarification of they call it the NASCAR Sprint Cup.
Right.
So it's both of those things.
The Sprint Cup is the name of the season of races.
Ah, okay. So what other seasons are there?
That's it.
Do we have
just one?
Oh, really?
Yeah, they call it the Sprint Cup, and that's all year long they race and they earn points to win the Sprint Cup.
So there isn't a Verizon Cup, a T-Mobile Cup, an AT&T Cup.
No, nope. One cup, and right now Sprint owns it.
Really? And does it runneth over?
My cuppeth runneth over, yes.
Yes, your cuppeth runneth over. Yeah.
All right, now, I'm surprised to see that he went back to the track because I had seen a story a few weeks ago where he had told Rusty Wallace and a couple of other people, that's it, I'm done, I'm retiring, and they tried to talk him out of it.
Mm-hmm. Apparently they did because it's only been 3 weeks since he ran over Kyle. Kevin Ward.
Right.
And so he's decided... it's very interesting when you go back and look at some of these things, how the news media loves to, and they say, well, in case you don't know the story, who doesn't know the story of what he did on August 9th running over this 20-year-old kid? But yet, paragraph after paragraph after paragraph are devoted to, he died from blunt force trauma. He was angry with Tony Stewart. So what do you have to rehash that for? Why would you? That's what I call bad reporting. So, and you hear it on the radio and the all-news stations, too, all the time. And to a limited extent, you see it. Like last night, there was a tornado warning here in central Massachusetts, where I am, from Worcester County to Middlesex County. Those of you who are in Massachusetts, you know, you heard the story and you went through the drill. It wasn't. But for every 3 or 4 minutes, somebody would come on the air on all the major television stations and say, you need to go to the basement. You need to find shelter. You need to seek protection. Because, sure, something like what happened 1954 is going to happen again. They went through all the history of all the tornadoes that have ever come through Massachusetts, which is a very short list, as you can imagine, 4 of them in 100 years or something. But you were convinced by the time it was over, A, that these people had very little imagination. That was what I came up with. There's nothing... That they with abandon, repeat the same thing and put fear. I'm warning you, this is to be taken seriously. And then the storm petered out. Yeah. And if you'd have looked at the radar, And that's what I was doing. I actually had the radar on, because you can do that on your computer, and watched it. And I said to Meredith, this storm is weakening. It's not getting stronger. It's weakening. And yet for people who were dull and didn't really want to go digging around for the information, you'd have thought we'd be blown off the map in the next 34 minutes. And that's the kind of stuff we're talking about when it comes to Stuart. I guess common sense maybe is the...
It didn't work out too well for him. He ended up banging his car into the wall twice. One, he got pushed up into the wall by Kyle Busch. Yeah. And then he blew a tire and hit the wall. And when he pulled into the pits, the car was done. So he didn't even finish the race.
All right. 888-302-3684 reaches us on Labor Day. Rich McPhee, you can email rich at DougStephan.com or Doug at DougStephan.com. And I don't know that we're going to follow Facebook so much. Kenny's on a day off today. So here we have Labor Day and the essence of the workers' right to have this and that and the other thing. Unions made a big deal out of this when it got started. And I was looking around.
We don't listen to any of that stuff. Here we are.
Yeah, right, exactly. The essence of who's looking for what and where America is in the year 2014 on Labor Day versus where it was even last year, 10 years ago, 50 years ago, 100 years ago. Labor Day's been around for just about that long, but I don't think it was officially until after World War II that it became a holiday. And now I'm looking around for stories of workers. And I come to Guadalupe Rangel, who worked 7 days a week, 11, 12 hours a day, unloading dining room sets and trampolines and television stands and imports that were in the Walmart warehouse. He clocked 70 hours a week at the warehouse. He was never paid time and a half. He joined a lawsuit involving hundreds of warehouse workers. And if successful, he'll get $20,000 in back pay as part of a recent $21 million legal settlement with a national trucking company that services Walmart. He said, sometimes I'd work 90 days in a row. They never paid overtime. The lawsuit's part of a flood of recent cases across the nation that accuses employers of violating minimum wage and overtime laws, erasing work hours, and wrongfully taking employee tips away from the workers. That sounds a little low.
Yeah.
The rest of the stuff, there's always two sides to the story. They call it wage theft. It's become far too prevalent, so the feds say, so state officials say. More companies are violating wage laws, pointing to the record number of enforcement actions that they have pursued. They complain about more employers motivated by fierce competition that is part of what is going on in America. You got to, I guess, think about this in terms of your own circumstances. The jobs that are available, and I know this thinking about it because I'm having a hard time finding people to work on the farm. I am. And it's becoming more and more difficult to the point where I'm questioning whether I'm going to be able to keep running the farm the way I have run it for the past 10, 12, 14 years.
Mm.
And part of it is regulation. Part of it is just people that want to work on the farm. Part of it is that there's a different sort of atmosphere and the lack of respect, if that's what it is, for this sort of thing. It flies in the air. You know how I am, Richie, about this. I want to keep things, and I'm pushing the local boy movement all the time and local food sources and stuff like that, which is what the public says it wants, but the public doesn't want to pay for it. They say one thing, but their actions lead us to believe that they would rather not pay and take what they get. And so you can't, for the kind of money that people want to work and get the job done, there's no equilibrium. So people that would sell you less, you know, the quality of the food, you hear all the stuff all the time about, well, this recall, like Kraft cheeses over the weekend. Kraft American cheese, which isn't either American nor is it cheese, but It sounds good, and they can still, because the FDA gave them some sort of a, or the USDA, sorry.
Yeah,
they allowed them to call it what it is.
They redefined cheese.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the point is that you look at these situations and you wonder what's reality. And the names that appear on these suits, I'm looking at these various suits, and here's another person. There's a $1 billion in illegally unpaid wages in this past year, according to this suit. And I'm looking at some of the names of the people who are on here. And I'm not, this isn't, you make your own conclusions, draw your own conclusions. But there's a Francisco Salazar on this list. Now that I look at the list, maybe it sounds like I'm biased. It's just, and I say this again on the farm, finding people. I did find one fellow who's working with me on the farm, who's 24 years old. He's a, he was a Marine stationed in Afghanistan, did a couple of tours. He's in the Marine Reserves now, and he loves the farm, and he's a good worker. Worked with me yesterday baling hay, with one of the other kids that's been working on the farm since he was a teenager. And they aren't really kids anymore. These are young men. And they both like the farm. But to find these people, it's like, woof.
Everybody's getting a computer degree now.
Oh, my God. All right, so food for thought anyway. It's 18 after the hour on Labor Day, a good day.
Suffering from allergy congestion?
I was so stuffed up at the fall festival. I couldn't smell the apple cider or enjoy the hayride. Then I tried Allegra D.
Allegra D decongests and depressurizes with a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant. It starts working in 1 hour and lasts for 24 hours of congestion-free breathing.
Now, fall is truly breathtaking again.
Allegra D. Defense against allergy congestion.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Breathe it in, kid. Clean, fresh air thanks to these new air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are stronger than ever. And Grainger's got over 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from. Just ordered a new batch from Grainger.com today. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com/air handler, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits. A tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita. Morn and win.
I'd say 10,
4, 5, 12.
How many different beers do you think Sam Adams brews in a year?
I think Sam Adams is about 10 different beers.
I can think of the Boston Lager.
Summer Ale?
Summer Ale.
Cherry Wheat.
Ooh, Cherry Wheat.
Rebel IPA.
Sam Adams brews over 60 different styles of beer a year.
I'm shocked.
This is crazy.
So obviously we were wrong.
I had no idea Sam Adams made this many.
These go up against some of the best beers across the world.
I'm kind of impressed.
This definitely changes my perspective on Sam Adams.
Boston Beer from the Boston Man. Responsibly.
You're the type who likes to seize the day. All 30 of them during Member September. All month long, almost anything you get at Rite Aid gets you 3 times Wellness Plus points, which gets you to gold and 20% off almost everything in the store 3 times faster. Yep, the best program in the business is now even better. Buy 3, but only during Member September and only at Rite Aid. Activate your membership at memberseptember.com today. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Limitations apply. Prescriptions ineligible for triple points. See store for details.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once people hear it, they break into a dance and head to Staples. Here's a mom and daughter. Why are you guys dancing?
I just got big pens for $1, so cool. Compass for 50 cents, way. And a 16-gig flash drive for $7. I got a muffa that is. My friends will be so jelly. Hashtag really cool.
Let me translate. She got big pens for $1, a compass for 50 cents, and a 16-gig flash drive for $7. She must tell her friends on social media.
OMG. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Limit supply. See store at staples.com for details.
At
30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Rubber boy, everybody's working for the weekend, or people are staying home and collecting. The American way. 24 after the hour. Richie and Dougie are not working or waiting for the weekend. We're at it. Although I'm sure, and I'm finding, especially with Meredith around, that I'm more likely to take a little time here and there to
have a little fun. Got something better to do than milk the cows, huh?
Well, yeah.
Have a little fun.
Milking the cows. There are a lot of ancillary things that go with having the cows to be milked, but there still is time, Richie. Time for fun. A different time. I mean, I've always
got to kick back every now and then, Dudley.
Exactly. Thank you, Richie. All right, so working is the focus. It is Labor Day. As a matter of fact, our video of the day today at DougStephan.com is a compilation of some Labor Day celebrations that went so wrong. You can check it out. You'll have a laugh. And the
you have to see it.
Right.
But it's really pretty funny. I mean, just people doing stupid things with inflatable right. pools and above-ground
yeah.
pools.
Yeah.
And it not working out really well.
Yeah. Yeah.
And slip and slides. You always love to see people fail on slip and slides.
Slip sliding away.
All right. You're not going to get anything out of this, but you got to go see it. I have never seen an inflatable above-ground pool just burst and really? Five people go surfing like they did on this one.
Did you ever hear me tell that story about what happened? We had way back when, in the married years, an above-ground pool at the farm.
Yeah, you had one bust on you, didn't you?
Yeah, I did, as a matter of fact.
Was anybody in it at the time?
No, it was in the middle of the night. I heard this kaboom. It was one of these pools. It was fairly good size, 14,000, 15,000 gallons. And it had been built by the folks who were like my second family. So it was half below the ground, half above the ground. And it had a plywood sort of shell to it.
Oh.
And the plywood would rot, and we'd replace it a piece at a time. And it had a wooden, you know, you get up on it, a wooden steps, and it had a wooden sort of frame around it, and a fence rail, if you will. I used to take the kids, that's where the kids learned how to swim in there. And there was a sailfish. The desire to have a little sailfish was a part of the
circumstances then. And so that was behind the house. And we tried every year, we'd change three or four pieces of plywood and try to make them bigger and stronger and tougher. But it was a losing battle. And so one night, I heard this crap, boom! And the plywood broke and the pool unloaded on the back lawn and went down over the side. We had a great big 4-foot stone wall in front of the house. And so the sailfish went down with it, found in the middle of the road.
So how long was it until you officially decided to put the cement pond in the backyard?
Well, that was...
Or was that at the old house?
No, that's well, that was the old house, yeah. Here, I have a regular pool that works about 23-24 years I've had this pool here. And it really has turned out to be wonderful. But the things that people can do, you're talking about the inflatable ones that some people have, and you buy these above ground big fiberglass pools you can buy for a couple of grand, and you can sometimes dig a hole and sink them a little bit. They're 4 feet deep and fill them with water out of the stock, out of the faucet.
Hey,
do that.
I got a friend who runs his with a saltwater filter. Do you do that? Have you done
that? I do. Yeah, I've changed. I don't have a regular, what do they call it, diatomaceous.
Right.
I have a, it's quite an interesting thing in that it converts whatever there was chlorine we used to use, and now there's the salt is what cleans the air, and this thing sort of electronically mobilizes it so that it works much better. It's actually quite a good way to keep the pool clean, and
it doesn't
smell like chlorine either after you get out of it.
Right.
Labor Day, celebrate it with us, the Good Day program, 28 after the hour.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Bob Schrum and David Frum. Coming right up, why are Republicans still talking about impeachment of President Obama?
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
Ow! And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window.
And then,
somehow, my hand.
My hand! And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right!
It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Frum and Schrum. Given a public that's 2-1 against impeaching President Obama, why are the Republicans continuing to talk about that, especially after their failures against Clinton in 1999?
When you say, we don't know the charges, but they want to impeach him, it's, you know, like the Red Queen's jurisprudence in Alice in Wonderland. First the punishment, then the trial. Every Republican consultant I know, serious Republican consultant, would like to strangle any Republican. Any Republican office holder who talks about impeachment. It is incredibly unpopular in the country and could do great damage to the GOP. John Boehner would love to impose discipline on these folks and have them stop talking about it. That's why he's suing the president. He's trying to give some sop to the base.
What any Republican should say when asked this question is, no, we're not going to impeach him. We are going to run against his record in 2016, obviously. So that's where you start. Republican politicians are under some pressure. They know they don't want, they know there's no basis for this, that it would be completely improper. Unlike Bill Clinton, actually did lie under oath, Barack Obama's, the problems are all political. There are things he's doing that Republicans don't like, and we do have every 24 months a mechanism for sorting out how we feel about those things.
I'm your host, Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute with Bob Schrum and David Frum.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Phil Grandy from Phil's Gang. If you've been nervous about investing in the current stock market, then you need to listen up. Phil's Gang is having a free webinar on Saturday, September 13th. That's going to be at noon Eastern Time. You're going to learn how to invest in this type of market. Not just the stock market, but you're going to be investing in yourself. Don't miss it. To sign up, go to LearnStocksForFree.com. That's LearnStocksForFree.com or call 877-600-4264.
Program live on the 1st of September 2014. Rich McFadden in the studio at the controls in Washington. I'm on my farm outside of Boston, a town called Framingham. Yep, made it through that horrible tornado that didn't happen last night. Everything is fine and dandy. Talking about the things that are going on. Labor Day, people celebrating with the weekend barbecues, etc., etc., etc. What's open, what's closed, we'll go through that. After we sort of wrap ourselves around this militia group that's in control of Libya's capital, the Islamists, as they are referred to by some in the news media, may or may not be. I'm not clear whether this is an ISIS outshoot or not, but they're guarding the U.S. Embassy anyway and its residential compound. The onlookers looking at what has been abandoned by diplomats and anybody who has any connection with our country. That was done about a month or so ago. So one of the journalists standing by saw a lot of holes left by bullets and rocket fire during the violence that led to them leaving. There were all kinds of things going on, as you can imagine. It looked like a movie set, doesn't it? I mean, when you see some of these pictures, you watch the video.
The best part of this is you have to see these guys standing on the roof. Yeah. And this is like an annex. It's not like the official embassy. That compound is next door.
Yeah.
This is the video comes from the annex where like the pool is.
Yeah.
And they have some of these militia guys standing on the roof of the embassy, diving into the pool from the roof.
Yeah.
And they're having a good time, man. There is nothing but fun going on here. And it's just hysterical to watch these guys fully clothed with guns jumping off of the roof into the pool.
So the thing that we should be warning them, I'm surprised there isn't a government warning, the pool is all full of algae because it hasn't been taken care of.
The water's green.
Yeah.
It's nasty looking.
Do they realize what they're, I mean, they get in that amoeba, that
bunch brain of morons,
eating amoeba. If they get in that and breathe the water somehow gets in their nose, the amoeba get into their brain, they'll kill them. Don't they know that? Shouldn't there be an FDA warning on the pool? Where the heck are those people from the CDC?
Hey, how come you have that green, funny, third-looking eye on your face now?
So the leader of this group is Musa Abu Zaghia.
Musa.
That's Musa, cool name. Abu Musa. Zaghia told the reporter his forces have been guarding the residential compound a week or so. They seized control, he and his group, of the capital and the airport there. This fellow said the rival group, there are two or three different groups. That's why the State Department isn't sure. It's not ISIS, really. But this is the way it's breaking down, though. There are all these splinter groups now. And one group is sort of leaning toward ISIS, and they want to be affiliated with ISIS. Another group is sort of leaning to Al-Qaeda, and they want to be associated with Al-Qaeda. So we have Al-Qaeda, you got ISIS, and then you have all these little splinter groups. I was trying to come up with an analogy of what that would look like in comparison to something that we are familiar with here.
And it's called a mess.
Here it is. Republicans and Democrats, liberals and moderates on either side, or conservatives and moderates, libertarians. They're all outshoots of various political parties. You think that's a decent, is that a...
Yeah, that works. Good comparison. A little bit more extreme than...
Yeah, right, exactly. Here is Hassan Ali, who is a group member of Dawn of Libya.
Dawn of Libya. Sounds like a movie.
Dawn of Libya said his fighters saw small fires and damage as they were working to try to get rid of their rival Zintan militia group. That's what I'm saying. There's all these...
This sounds like
groups.
A zombie apocalypse movie. Dawn of Libya with Zintan.
Right, it is. Hiya, gang. They've secured the location and the assets of the embassy.
Thank you.
What do you suppose it was like there?
You watch that stuff for us, will you?
When they went in there looking around for paper. Again, a movie. Kind of like Looney Tunes. Anybody know what the status is of Joan Rivers?
She is in a coma.
Yeah, still.
And
Dr. Ken Kronhaus said, Richie, over the weekend, is one of the four medical experts that we have on the program. Matter of fact, we have, I think, Bruce Shanoff's coming up later on today with another way of looking at some of the things in the medical world. But he and Jack Stockwell and Ron Hoffman and Dr. Ken all agree that there was something much deeper wrong with Joan Rivers than, and she has a real, Ken Kronhaus, who's the cardiologist on our staff here, says that she has very serious heart problems. That's what would cause, for those of you who don't know, she went in on Thursday for elective, there's no surgery, all she was getting was an endoscopy, and she went under, they put you under for a while, they stick the tube down your throat to see what's going on. I had one of them in, I think it was May. And, you know, you go to sleep for 15, 20 minutes if that's the case, or if you're having, I had it from both ends, so I was out for about an hour and a half. And they look around with a television camera to see what's going on because she had some sort of infection and was losing her voice and some other things. But
she'd been losing her voice for 100 years.
Yeah.
The family's already considering a lawsuit over the botched procedure. Can you call this a botched procedure? Or
no,
can you call it
no.
She's just 81 and was susceptible to something going wrong?
She didn't know. She did not know what sort of condition her heart was in. How they can sue.
Yeah.
Here's how they can sue. They can sue because the doctor did not do a thorough exam of her before he just did the treatment. He just put her under and stuck the thing down her throat without knowing what was going on in her heart. So that's the part of it that was botched,
yeah,
according to Ken,
right.
Anyway.
So they're bringing her out of the coma now, and they're not sure whether she's going to be able to have all of her motor skills, whether they've been compromised, or even be in a vegetable state when she comes out of it.
Yeah. Not a pretty picture under any circumstance. Imagine yourself in that same, you go in for something that you think is simple. And what do you come out with? You don't come out. I had a friend, his name was Ken Sklar, S-K-L-A-R. He was a program director of WABC in New York in the late 70s and 80s. And he was an excellent, very good, soft-spoken guy, about my size. He was an ardent runner. And he had developed over the years problems with his knees and his ankles. So he went in, he decided to have some elective surgery to fix one of his ankles. So he went in.
Oh, no.
Same circumstance. Nobody checked out the rest of him. He did not get a thorough exam. They put him under, fixed his foot. But they realized when they're fixing his foot, he had no pulse, stopped breathing. He was dead on the table while they were fixing his ankle.
Really?
Yep. So those are the sorts of things.
I've got a neighbor right now that's trying to get a cataract surgery.
Yeah.
And they will not give it to him because the blood pressure medication he's on has got his blood pressure is really, really high. And they won't do the cataract surgery.
Mm.
So he keeps trying to do new medications, and they can't get it under control.
Yeah. I have something to get him under. I'm glad you brought this up, Richie. He should have been on Heart Factors Plus.
I'm here to help.
Heart Factors Plus. This is the product that keeps your blood pressure where it is. The insanity of people having high blood pressure these days, it is that. It's craziness. You don't have to. First of all, you got to eat a good diet. There's no question about that. Do you know what your blood pressure is, Richie, by the way? Everybody should know what their blood pressure is.
Last time I just got a physical a couple weeks ago, and it was 120 over 80.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's pretty normal.
Yeah.
Yeah. 120, mine's about 110 over 68 to 70. And that's where you want it to be. So if it isn't there, you need to call 800-577-8560. If it's not what Richie said or within reason or mine, call this number and get on Heart Factors Plus. What it does is work on the size of the arteries and veins so that you get the maximum flow of blood to your heart, to your muscles, to your brain, and that's what you want. It's got six fantastic antioxidants, and it's just completely heart healthy. That's what it is. Gets the blood around using L-arginine, which is an amino acid that widens the arteries. Nitric oxide, it's also known as nitric oxide. You see this in a lot of products that are used by men and women who want to bulk up, this is the safe way to do it. Instead of using steroids, you use this kind of stuff. And it just gets more blood to every place that you want to get more blood to, so you function much better. That's the bottom line, and that's why it's so good. It's the most popular supplement we've ever talked about in this program. Heart Factors Plus, 800-577-8560. So if you're not a regular listener of Good Day and you happen to be listening today, because a lot of stations will carry this program, be the only live program on the air during the day, so they would like to have your ability to know what's going on in the world enhanced by having the program on. So maybe this will enhance your life as well, besides getting all the information and listening to what's going on this Labor Day. This is something that's going on with so many people. Tens of thousands of people around the country have signed up for Heart Factors Plus. Do it. 800-577-8560, direct from the manufacturer. And mention Doug Steffen, and you'll get not only a full 3-month supply of Heart Factors Plus, but they'll send you the new CoQ10 product they have. With their blessings and their love, CoQ10 also very important to the body and your overall health. So try 800-577-8560 right now, risk-free, Heart Factors Plus. Get the blood pressure where it wants to be and keep it there. 800-577-8560.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. For a limited time, Sam's Club members get a special savings book with more than $5,000 in extra savings. Make it a great weekend with Pepsi, Hefty Supreme Plate, and Bounty Paper Towels, all at members-only prices. Come into Sam's Club today to get your savings book with more than $5,000 in extra savings. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
The Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale is on, with over 250 of the latest styles all on sale now. Get Black Forest Oak Laminate for a crazy 39 cents a square foot. Beautiful and durable bamboo for just $159. Classic prefinished gunstock oak hardwood for $149. All gorgeous Bellawood prefinished hardwood is on sale. Plus, get special 24-month financing. Go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. Hurry, this sale ends Tuesday. The fall flooring season is here. Why aren't you?
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and let's talk about wheelies. Now, I want to go back in time. I want to go back into the time when I was a youngster, and we didn't have some of the modern luxuries that we have today, such as the pop-top can, such as wheels on luggage, such as a PDA, a personal digital assistant. Remember those? And I remember growing up, my dad said to me one time when he was taking a can opener to open a can of Coca-Cola, he said, you know, one day they ought to invent something with a pop-top can. One day my father and I went traveling with my mom, and he said, you know what? One day they're going to have wheels on luggage. You know what? He was right. Unfortunately, somebody else did it. You know that list of things that you say to yourself, one day somebody will? I want you to change that. I want you to make that list, and I want you to say, someday, by the way, I'm going to start right now, I will accomplish these things. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
When I walk into Buffalo Wild Wings, I'm not just a customer.
I'm a fan.
And in this house, fans rule.
This is our stadium.
Our locker room.
Our dugout.
Our sports drinks are served on tap. And our pregame meal is
hands-on wings.
In victory or in defeat, we never leave hungry.
Because in this house, we are the MVPs.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports. Visit BuffaloWildWings.com to find the location nearest you.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot Advanced Cream.
I know all about living with pain. After 19 years of pro ball, man. But now I'm feeling awesome. Icy Hot Advanced Relief is the real deal.
Icy Hot Advanced Cream has two maximum strength ingredients to last up to 50% longer. Works great on shoulders, backs, knees, even arthritis. Icy to dull the pain and hot to relax it away.
Come on now, advance past pain and get on with living.
Icy Hot Advanced, available in cream and patch.
Pain over.
Use only as directed.
This is Labor Day. I'm Doug Steffen. Richie McFadden and I are here. We're open for business. However, you will find that the schools are not open. What a duh that is.
Duh.
I still don't understand. The schools here opened last Tuesday for half a day. They went to school on Wednesday and Thursday. They were off on Friday for the long Labor Day weekend. They're off today. Why bother? What do you start for and then get everybody sort of ramped up and then they're sent home?
Aren't those first couple of days of school kind of
a waste of time?
Well, but you've got to go through the motions, right? You've got to go through the, okay, here, you're in this class, and this is what's expected, this is what we're going to do.
Yeah.
So maybe they got all of that out of the way, and then when they go back on Tuesday, they actually get started, right?
Okay.
My kids don't start until Tuesday.
Okay, there you go. Libraries closed today, or in some circles, libraries.
Library.
They're closed. Most, I don't know of any town or city government is working anywhere. No mail pickup. There's no trash pickup, that sort of thing. But a lot of retail businesses, most, I think, retail, bigger chains are certainly going to be open. It's that, you know.
Oh, it's a big sale day. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Well, there's a tax-free thing in some states.
Yeah, we had ours already in Virginia.
Yeah. Restaurants and bars, pretty much. You'll find all the supermarkets open. The people that run 7-Eleven don't care about Labor Day anyway, so they'll be all open. Hello. Stick around. We're here, open for business as usual. I want to tell you about what I've been doing that's making a major impact on my heart health, and I think it's going to on yours as well. I was talking earlier about the Heart Factors Plus. Here's a supplement that goes with it. It's called Omax 3 Ultra Pure. It's a pharmaceutical-grade fish oil that is not available in stores. This is so powerful. If you've ever heard me talking about the stuff that I take, you know that I'm very much into supplements and I understand what's going on. This is really terrific stuff. Omax 3 Ultra Pure, developed by physicians affiliated with Yale. A clinical study shows that Omax 3 Ultra Pure can help lower triglycerides by 30% in 30 days. Plus, there's a unique and patented 4-to-1 ratio in Omax 3 that helps improve your mental status. Fish oil is so important to your brain. and your moods. The makers of Omax 3 are confident you'll want to get the benefits. So here's how you get the benefits. You call 800-303-7533, or you go online to Doug4Omax3.com. That's Doug, the number 4, O-M-A-X, the number 3.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids. I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again. I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me. I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger. I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Whoa. Nothing censored here, it all goes. It's that's not true. Monday on the radio, and this is Tech Talk time. For those of you, again, who are not familiar with the program, lots of things about the news of the day, the people that folks are talking about, but also we have, in the tradition of what we grew up on, which was called full-service radio, a full-service morning program, we have lots of advice. And technology certainly is an important part of our life, so every day at this time, we dig around and find two or three things that are of interest, hopefully, to a large number of you. And every day features a commentary and a report from Shelley Palmer, who's largely recognized as one of the most well-informed of all the people that follow tech from high to low. Today he's going to talk with you about a few safety precautions you ought to take before you sell your old Android phone. Stand by for that info in just a matter of moments here on Good Day.
It's time to break up with your current phone. For a limited time, you can get a free 4G LTE phone when you switch to Boost Mobile. That's right. All you have to do is switch. Now, don't worry. Your current phone isn't going to be mad at you. Jealous, maybe, but not mad. It doesn't have feelings under that screen. It's just a bunch of parts. Plus, Boost Mobile has plans starting at only $40 a month with unlimited talk, text, and data. Seems like that's something you can take home to mom. So go ahead and leave your old phone for a new phone with a better plan. Your old phone will never know, but your wallet will. Get a free 4G LTE phone when you switch to Boost Mobile. Plans start at only $40 a month with unlimited talk, text, and data. So you never have to hold back. Visit your local Boost Mobile retailer for details. Boost Mobile. Promotion valid until 9/1/14 at participating dealers while supplies last and only for new monthly activations porting in from non-Sprint related carriers. Free phone limits, select models, excludes taxes, require payment of first month service. $40 plan includes 500 megabytes of monthly high-speed data. Offers and coverage not available everywhere. Additional terms and restrictions apply. See participating dealers for details.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, whether you're the type of person who always needs the latest and greatest smartphone or you're content to wait 2 years to upgrade, chances are good you've got some old smartphones kicking around in a closet or junk drawer. Before you go and sell your old Android device, there are a few safety precautions you should take. First things first, encrypt your data. Just performing a factory reset will wipe your data out for an average user, but a motivated hacker will still be able to recover some of your data. Encrypting your data will lock it down, so head to the settings and security section of your Android and turn it on. This may take more than an hour, but the added security is well worth the extra time. Once that's done, perform a factory reset on your device. This will restore your phone to the way it came out of the box and make sure all of your private data is inaccessible to any future owner. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer. Thank you, Shelley.
All right, Shelley. This is football season. Michael Sam got it in the neck. We'll talk about that later on. Right now, I want to talk about one of your favorite snack food brands, giving fans a chance to win exciting prizes and perhaps score some tickets to Super Bowl. What is XLIX? Wait a minute. Let me figure this out. This is Super Bowl 50 plus L XL. X is, no, X is 10.
10.
L is 50, so it's 46. Is that right? 49. 49.
Okay. Yeah. The X. The
XL.
The I, then the X is 9.
We figured it out. Anyway, you want to score tickets for Super Bowl XLIX? Watch.
Clicks.
Clicks, that's it.
Super Bowl clicks.
Super Bowl clicks. Brian Osich wants to straighten you out on what's available here. Stand by.
Lay's Stacks Potato Crisp brand is challenging fans to test their quickness with its Thursday night game day click-off promotion. Lay's Stacks, Haston Lewis.
Now through December 31st, fans can visit the Lay's Stacks Facebook page to participate in the Thursday night game day click-off. Much like football, you have to be quick to win. It's a chance to win Lay's Stacks Potato Crisps, weekly fan cave items like an 80-inch LED smart TV, or tickets to this year's Super Bowl in Arizona.
Just watch Thursday night football games and be quick to click.
Each week, the Thursday night game day click-off begins shortly after the first trigger play of the game through a fire drill alert post on the NFL tab of the Lay Stacks Facebook page. The fire drill alert trigger will vary each week for added excitement. Once it appears, the first 1,000 fans to click to enter the sweepstakes will win Lay Stacks potato crisps and be eligible for some of the other big prizes as well.
That's entertainment now from Lay Stacks. For official rules and ways to enter, visit Facebook.com/LaysStacks.
One of the interesting stories we have today at DougStefan.com focuses on a Florida mother's Facebook post that got her 4-year-old son kicked out of school. Did you see that, Richie?
No.
Yeah, this is something really pretty amazing when you get right down to it. How it is that mothers, well, how it is that people don't realize the power of Facebook.
Even if you aren't a company and it's a personal page, yeah, always be aware of your brand.
Yeah.
And right, always represent yourself
your
as
image,
such.
Your image.
Right.
59 past the hour on the Labor Day.
This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze-Dry Guy's giant factory authorized sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dry foods from the Freeze-Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.